Welcome to another bonus episode of Very Good Enough. I'm Lane Dealing Churland, and today's question is, random preschool question for you. What happens when kids poop at school? Do the teachers help wipe their booties, or do they have to do it themselves? Laughing face emoji. Sorry if this is TMI, but my son is 3 and I want to send him to preschool next year, but I don't see him being able to handle that on his own yet. So I picked this question because I'm going to answer it directly, but also because what I want to say is, you guys should be able to ask any question that you want when you are picking a preschool. And we just did a whole episode about childcare and childcare options and how to pick what's right for your family and what's good for kids and when does it get a little bit trickier and like how to support kids when they need to like go for super long hours or like whatever the thing is. Like there are always ways to do what's right for your family and then just support your child in whatever way that they need that corresponds to that choice. So that was just a couple of weeks ago and that's available, but I don't think that I said this. We did a whole list of questions that you should ask if you're looking for care centers. And I know that in the late spring, a lot of you are getting ready either for summer programs or trying to be early enough to get on wait lists for schools you want to be in the fall. So just want to prepare you guys really well while you're in the moment of getting to ask these questions. And I don't know if I said in that full episode that like really, I want you to be able to ask any question that's on your mind. I know for a lot of us, and this is like so me, but in new spaces, when I'm meeting anyone, for some reason, I feel like I need to impress them, even if it's a director at a school where I would be sending my child and paying money. You know, like even if I'm the one interviewing them and like looking at their school, like I still would go in there with this weird sense that like my questions need to be, you know, like really smart and that they should imply that I know what I'm doing. And also like they should be kind of funny and like totally original. Like I want this director to be like really impressed with me. I will do that in basically any circumstance. And that's like a preset that I have to override in myself all the time. I totally get the feeling of being like, is it okay that I just like ask you about poop right now? And I just want to make sure that you guys go in there well equipped with like a resounding yes, it is okay for you to ask about that. You totally should ask about that. You are going into a space where you're going to leave your very precious child with these people and you're just going to do your best at picking a space that seems really great for them and picking people that you can really trust. And a very important part of that process, if you feeling confident enough to do that, is getting to ask any question that crosses your mind about what's going to happen to or for or around your child during all of those moments when you can't be directly looking at them. So ask about poop, ask about eating, ask about sleeping, ask about all the weird things that you could possibly think of, and don't be embarrassed. And if anybody makes you feel embarrassed, maybe keep touring centers because you're going to be in kind of a long-term relationship with these adults, right? They're going to be caring for your kid for a long period of time. And there has to be like a reasonable amount of communication or let's just say like enough communication that you feel comfortable being able to ask or approach or just get what you need from these other adults. So poop at preschool is going to vary really, really significantly based on what kind of center you're sending your child to. Some spaces, especially if they're like a lot more academic or there are a lot of kids there or they're publicly funded or like attached to an institution like a public school, spaces like that are going to have like a lot stricter contact policies between adults and children. They might even be spaces where like it's no hugs or like the only contact is allowed to be like very child initiated, you know, like there's going to be a different set of policies at every individual space. So that's going to go a really long way in terms of like how the bathrooming policies work. A lot of centers don't accept toddlers who are not fully potty trained. And I think the expectation in most of those spaces would be that they're competent to go ahead and go poop and clean themselves appropriately. And that an adult would only need to help in a like weird accident situation. Which of course totally happens as children are growing. The center that I worked at, we did accept unpotty trained 2-year-olds. And so we're doing full diaper changes and there's a lot of assistance through that whole entire process. But even in a space like that, if you were to come in and tour that center where I was working and I was giving you a tour, we would go into the bathroom and I would show you what that whole process looks like. Like, these are the gloves that we use, and this is where we are in relationship to the stalls, and they line up kind of over here, and we do this process of stand-up wiping, which is sort of its own thing, but I would show you how that works so that you could feel really confident. So even in a space where they are going to provide a lot of assistance, they should be able to break that down for you at even like a pretty granular level if you have questions about how that works. But also, as you send your older preschooler to school, I think that you will be a little bit surprised at some of the stuff that they are willing to do for adults who aren't you, just because you're their mom and they can kind of push those edges, and that just is your relationship where they're like, I don't want to do it. Will you just do it for me? And you're the person in their life who is the most likely to be like, sure, baby, whatever you want. So teachers out of school are certainly a lot more likely to be encouraging your child to be a little bit more independent and giving them verbal instructions, asking them to go ahead and try before a teacher comes in and helps and stuff like that. And so you may actually find that your child ends up being quite a lot more capable of handling that for themselves in an environment where the culture requires them to just be a little bit more independent. And you'll see that in kind of a lot of different spaces when they go off to school. It can be quite a learning experience for the adults to get to know, like, hey, you have had a lot more capability than I realized, which is cool. Also, a lot of schools will be really accommodating about nap time diapering. So even for kids who are well potty trained, a lot of the times one of the last spaces where they do still need a diaper is at nighttime when they're sleeping, or sometimes during their daytime naps. And that's also like a very normal thing. You shouldn't feel any kind of shyness about asking about policies in that space. And building independence with some of these more basic hygiene skills is one of the places where I think preschools can be really, really beneficial, because you can partner between the school and the home. So your child gets the experience of unified expectations in two different spaces in their life with two different sets of adults. Like, it can be a really cool way that the institution of a school can like really support some of those goals. And preschool teachers often are just really, really knowledgeable about stuff like that, because they do get to see so many different kids and so many different families. Sometimes the teachers can just be like a really cool resource when you're like, I'm ready for this kid to know how to do this for themselves. What's some language I can use? What do you guys do here? And being able to just draw from them to bounce some ideas off. Obviously, this question is not so much about like, how do I get my child to be more independent doing this? But I just also wanted to note that, because I think that's one of the ways that they can be a really powerful resource. The other thing is that your child is going to be around so many other kids, and there's kind of this lovely, sort of like the positive version of peer pressure. I guess it's just culture, right? Like, you go into a space where other people are taking care of themselves in a bunch of ways, and it does just encourage you to kind of rise up with the group and, you know, show off your own capacity as well. So thank you for asking that question. Thank you for braving the TMI. Be encouraged to keep doing that here, doing that in preschool, doing that in any space where you need information. You are always allowed to ask questions. And if it stresses somebody out, you say, oh, sorry, I'll take my question elsewhere. And you just move on. And that's advice for me as much as it is for you. So if you're listening to this and you have thoughts about this episode, or you have a question that you would like answered on a future episode, go ahead and email us at verygoodenoughpod@gmail.com. And if you are experiencing any behavioral struggles or wanting to feel a little bit more prepared for the preschool setting, or just in any way with your child wanting a little bit more personalized support, I do have some coaching slots open in my calendar. The link for that is in the show notes, as always. Those are just one-on-one conversations. We would just jump on the phone and get to be able to dig into your situation in a more detailed way and set up a little bit more of a strategy that's going to work for your specific kid and your specific family. Those calls are my favorite part of my week. So if you're hesitating for any reason, don't, because it's so delightful to get to connect with you guys. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you guys Tuesday. Have a great weekend.